Some of the proposal announced under goods and service tax are as follows. Section 16, subclause 2BA of the CGST Act 2017 is being inserted to provide that input tax credit can be availed only if such credit has not been restricted under form GSTR 2B. Section 16, subclause 4 of CGST Act 2017 is being amended to provide for an extended time for availment of input tax credit up to 30th November of the next financial year. Section 29, subclause 2B and C of CGST Act 2017 are being amended so as to provide that the registration of a person is liable for a cancellation where a person paying tax under Section 10 has not furnished the return under Form GSTR 4 beyond 3 months from due date. A person other than those mentioned above has not furnished returns for such continuous tax period as may be prescribed. Section 34, subclause 2 of CGST Act 2017 is being amended to provide for an extended time for issuance of credit notes for a supply in a financial year up to 30th November of the next financial year. Section 37 of CGST Act 2017 is being amended to provide that the two-way communication process is in filing of GST return is being scrapped. To prescribe conditions and restrictions for furnishing the details of outward supply and communication of the details of such outward supplies to recipient. Any rectification of error in details of outward supplies is now permitted till 30th November of next financial year. Tax period-wise sequential filing of outward supplies also part of this Section 37 of CGST Act 2017 proposal. Section 38 of the CGST Act 2017 is being substituted for prescribing the manner as well as condition and restrictions for communication of details of inward supplies and input tax credit. Section 39 of CGST Act 2017 is being amended to provide that the non-resident taxable person shall furnish the return by 13th day of the next month. And it also to provide an option to the above persons to pay either the self-assessed tax or an amount that may be prescribed. To provide for an extended time up to 30th November of the next financial year for rectification of errors and provide for furnishing of details of outward supplies in the prescribed form. Section 41 of CGST Act 2017 is being substituted as to do away with the concept of claiming input tax credit on provisional basis. Section 42, 43 and 43A of CGST Act 2017 are being omitted as to do away with two-way communication. Section 47 of CGST Act 2017 is being amended so as to provide for levy of late fee for delayed filing of TCS return. Section 48 of CGST Act 2017 is being amended to phase out requirement of appointing GST practitioner for filing return of inward supplies in Section 38 of CGST Act 2017. Section 49 of CGST Act 2017 is being amended to provide for prescribing restrictions for utilizing the amount available in the electronic credit ledger and to allow transfer of amount available in electronic cash ledger of a registered person to the electronic cash ledger of a distinct person. Section 49 is being amended to provide for prescribing the maximum proportion of output tax liability which may be discharged through the electronic credit ledger. Section 50, subclause 3 of CGST Act 2017 is being substituted retrospectively with effect from 1st July 2017 so as to provide for levy of interest on input tax credit wrongly availed and utilized. Section 52, subclause 6 of CGST Act 2017 is being amended so as to provide extended time for rectification of errors in GSTR 8 furnished by e-commerce operators up to 30th November of the next financial year. Section 54 of CGST Act 2017 is being amended with the following proposed changes. 1. Explicitly provide that refund claim of electronic cash ledger balance shall be made in prescribed manner. 2. Provide the time limit for claiming refund of tax paid on inward supplies in specified cases under Section 55 of CGST Act 2017 as 2 years from the last day of quarter of such supply. 3. Extended the scope of withholding of or recovery from refunds in respect of all types of refund. 4. Provide clarity regarding the relevant date for filing refund claim in respect of supplies made to special economic zone developer or unit. Section 168 subclause 2 of CGST Act 2017 is being amended as phase out power to issue instruction or direction to officer with reference to Section 38 of CGST Act 2017. As requirement for furnishing GSTR 2 is being removed under such provision. Notification number 9/2018 referring to central tax dated the 23rd January 2018 is being amended so as to notify www.gst.gov.in retrospectively with effect from 22nd June 2017 as the Common Goods and Service Tax electronic portal for all functions other than for e-way bill and e-invoices. Section 50 subclause 3 of CGST Act 2017 is being amended retrospectively so as to notify rate of interest as 18% instead of 24% on excess claim of ITC or undue reduction of outward tax liability.